So are there times when you show up at the scene of something, so to speak, where you can't be of any help as an afterlife paramedic?
Yes. You know, every experience I have is a life learning lesson. One of my biggest, as you call them, defining moments was when I find myself underwater and a car has gone off the river. And again, of course, I'm lucid dreaming. And there's a little boy who's trapped in the car, and the car is filling up with water very quickly. I mean, we've seen this unfortunate type of scene many times in movies. I'm on the outside of the car in my ethereal body, and yet it does sometimes have the look of a corporeal form to me because my logical mind comes along as a passenger. So I tend to forget sometimes, and there's a back and forth, and I think as if I was human, and I try to get the boy out by pulling on the handle to no avail. Nothing's working, and I'm slamming on the window underwater, and I'm desperately trying to reach this little boy, and he's got his hands on the glass on the inside. The water's already completely filled the car. He's already on his last breath, so to speak, and I realize I cannot get into this car. I cannot save him. So I find myself gazing into his eyes, locking that gaze and not deferring, not letting go. And his hands are on the inside of the glass and my hands are on the outside. And there's that barrier that I just can't seem to get through. And the only thing I can do is keep his gaze, and that's the only way that I can be with him as he crosses over from life to death. And I'll tell you, Ian, I don't wish that experience upon anyone because you feel so diminished. You feel so helpless. What's the point? If I have this gift, what is the point if I can't even help somebody? And it took me a lot of unfortunate experiences similar to that. In realizing that, another time I find myself on a mountaintop, cold, freezing, and I'm talking beyond Mount Everest, gosh knows where it is, and not unlike the movie Cliffhanger, where Sylvester Stallone, at the beginning of the movie, has his hand on the girl and then slowly loses the grasp and watches as she falls. Similar, I have a mountaineer who's on the edge of a cliff, and I've locked my arm with his, and he's in his toque and all his mountain gear and the rest of it, and his eyes are locked in with mine. And I realize very quickly I don't seem to have the strength to pull this off. And again, as he goes, I lock my eyes. And I came to the realization that this was part of that they had their life's experience to live out. We can't always interfere with the prime directive. They're already on their course. I happen to be there as a witness, as an observer, and in the capacity of a fringe dweller so that they would not cross over alone. You know, if it's not me, then it's a loved one or another fringe dweller, and that has been my experience. You know, well, it's not an easy thing to deal with emotionally when you wake up.
I imagine so. Does when you see somebody, you're saying making the transition from a life being to somebody into an mm-hmm. afterlife being, mm-hmm. And that they have fear in their eyes and that they're experiencing some sort of reconsideration of who they are or what's going on with them, do you ever notice a change in how they appear? I mean, is there anything at that moment from a life being to an afterlife being where suddenly they look different?
I'd say the thread that ties the two of them is an essence. There's an essence. I mean, there's the corporeal form when they're living, but there's an essence in them that I am able to connect with. And that's where I connect with right off the bat, is that thread of essence. And that's what I stick with. And so from when they go from corporeal to ethereal, so to speak, I still have that thread of their essence. So to me, there's still that flavor, and yet they do slightly, a little bit more transparency is probably the only visible way that I could say they change. But definitely their essence goes with them.
Okay. But they don't get like more lighty. They don't get more glowy. They don't get more, in that sense. Kind of like how we see it in the movies, right? Yeah. I guess I'm thinking of like Ghost with Patrick Swayze
actually,
or something.
I did love that movie. I still love that movie. It's still one of my favorites. Why? Because it finally depicted some of the things that I was seeing. And in some cases early on, what would happen was the way he dissipated in those sparkly twinkles of light is what's happened to me on a number of occasions when I've held somebody. And it's an incredible experience to be privy to the life experience of somebody, like a life review, because you get it all in a blast of a nanosecond. And then they dissipate into these twinkly little bits of light. And yet their essence, that thread of an essence that remains with them is what I see. But the twinkly lights are just, it's part of that light. It's just incredible. It's just, it's very hard to describe, and hence why I painted so many paintings trying to do it justice.
Right. Trying to capture that thought. So then as you, as you've gotten better at this, and over the years, you've begun to add more experiences. Now you're seeing things in your waking state. Talk to me about the difference as you experience it between being asleep, lucid dreaming, and being awake and having visions.
It's changed over the course of my life. Excuse me. There used to be a time in my life when my dream was more spectacular than my waking reality. The colors, the smells, what I could feel, the emotional capacity far outweighed what was going on in my waking reality. And until I shut it out, and then I got the help of my mentor, when I came also to appreciate the waking reality for all of its gifts, and of course then doing the best with balancing between the waking reality and the night reality, it's definitely changed over the course of the last few years. Now what's happened, my early childhood, I would see more things in my waking reality, then it receded into my dream life. And then now it's come back up, and I'm starting to notice more things because I'm open to energy essence around. It's not, though, like I can see, for example, if I see somebody and I can do a reading, or I can automatically see somebody standing there. It tends to be more of if there's a haunting or if there's some spirit hanging out because they have what's considered unfinished business or something. It's just constantly changing. The experiences are never quite the same. And so the only constant is change.